football on Off the Ball.
So I wouldn't call them a dark horse. They're not that dark. They've come out of the darkness. They are now a horse.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Hurling on Off the Ball.
With Apple Green, making every journey a winning one.
This is News Talk.
Well, congratulations. One of the more dramatic victories in your tenure, I suppose, with the initial emotions coming off the field today.
Just relief. Yeah, huge relief and pride. You know, that took great courage. Clare brought an incredible challenge today. Huge energy. They condensed the game really, really well. Not surprised with that. You know, we saw it against Tipperary in Thurles. You know, their previous best performance this season, and they worked really, really hard that night, and they brought it again today. Their accuracy was through the roof. I think they had 16 points from 20 shots in their first half, if I'm correct. You know, which is an incredible level of accuracy. And they weren't easy chances. You know, they were under pressure. They were from long distances, so they brought a great accuracy. And when teams bring that accuracy with that level of opportunity, 20 chances in the half, you know, they're going to be a very difficult opponent. So I think we did brilliantly in that last 7 minutes before half time to close the gap. I think it was 6 in the first half at one point. Am I correct in saying that?
It got up to
7. And we got it back to 2, correct? So, you know, that took a huge push from our guys to do that. But it gave us a bit of a confidence boost, and it gave us an assurance that it was there for us too. Like, it wasn't that we didn't have it. We created 21 chances in the first half, but we didn't take as many. We only took 11. So our accuracy was down in the first half. Some of the chances the lads will be disappointed with, you know, they'd expect to nail them themselves. And look, we reset at half-time. The boys were committed to going back out and really giving it their all. And, you know, I think we started to dominate, but again, we didn't put it on the scoreboard. I think in the second half, we created twice as many scoring opportunities as they did. They didn't score for the last 15 minutes, but yet with 15 minutes to go, they were gone 6 points up after the penalty. So a huge, huge question asked again in the middle of that second half. And the response from our guys, it was just phenomenal. The effort that took, it was such an example of resilience and a never-say-die attitude and composure in that final quarter. Like Adam finding Ado, trusting Ado to retain that ball and go for it. Like Adam could have taken on the shot for the point, and instead he spots Ado inside. A very difficult ball to take, but he made it stick. And his finish was superb. So, look, incredibly proud of the guys. It shows just where they're at, I think, in terms of their just their spirit. They have incredible spirit, and they're never beaten until that final whistle is gone. And we spoke at halftime about this game going to the wire and taking it to the wire and making them earn every single score. And that's exactly what they did. And we needed to do every bit of it, because that was one hell of a challenge that Clare brought today.
You mentioned it, O'Connor, there. You've obviously given great trust in this year. Given I suppose that trust repaid in the biggest moment in your term of an All-Ireland semi-final. He put up his hand, literally and figuratively, to get the goal.
He did, yeah. Look, that's what you have to do to be able to, you know, enjoy being out there. But when you're out there, you know, that's the expectation you have of yourself. So look, at those young guys have been around the block with us now for a few years, and there was some serious leadership moments from those guys today that I think, you know, even Shane's patience, you know, the ball wasn't coming to him in that second half, but when he did, you know, he really made it count. So there's lots of different ways you can look at it, that you can see maturity coming into their game, and those guys definitely made a big impact. I think the other aspect of the game that I'd like to maybe highlight as well is, again, the impact off our bench was tremendous. And I thought, you know, Keane didn't start. He had a bit of a knock the last couple of weeks, and you know, I thought he gave us great leadership and composure and a great presence are in the really tight situations in terms of winning dirty ball, recycling it, retaining it, you know, carrying it, won a brilliant free, an important free in the middle of the field. I thought Keane had a huge impact, as did the other subs that came on as well. So look, at from our whole group's perspective, it was a very positive performance in terms of our character and our never say die attitude. From an execution perspective, we've work to do. We've work to do on our puck out. We've work to do on our shooting. We've work to do on getting our passing game going. You know, we have work to do, and you know that's not lost on us either.
What about Keane Lynch, John? Had he not been training from that knock? Is that why he didn't start?
Yeah. So he was only just. He could have done it a few more days, to be honest with you. But look at. He did what he was asked to do, and that's all a guy can do. You know, it's not about who starts; it's about the team and how the team performs across the 80 minutes or so that you have on the pitch.
You're talking about leadership. Roald Hegarty really kept you in a game. If you're second best in, he was bleeding from the eye. He took an out elbow off Tony Kelly, gave him a little dunt, and kept coming back for more.
I'd say Roald would probably be a bit disappointed with the first half. You know, he made a huge effort. But he found it very difficult to get on the ball, and probably was a bit frustrated. But
that Cleary matchup might have surprised you?
No, not at all. He'd done the exact same thing against Dublin. Went out half forward and marked man-to-man outside there. So, yeah, that was well telegraphed. The piece I would say is that for him to go back in at half-time and come back out and deliver the performance he did in the second half, you know, that's a measure of where that man is at. Because that's difficult to reset at half-time, having been frustrated and disappointed maybe with your performance in the first half, to come back out then and deliver what he did in the second half. Like, he really took the game to them. He broke lines, won puck outs, fed the ball, carried the ball, won freeze. You know, what more could he do? Like, he just couldn't do any more. So, you know, hats off to him for that, because those were the big plays that we needed.
Yeah, last one for me, John, is Aaron Gallant taken off the second game in a row. Is that concerning for you, kind of your talisman, and number two, maybe taking him off the freeze could have affected his confidence from play?
Well, we don't operate as a talisman team, you know. Our team certainly is not about the individual. Our team is about the collective. And I have 37 players, and I have 26 on match day, and I have 11 subs. So it's on me if I don't make changes and get the most out of my group on the day. And I think that's something we've done really well this season, is maximise in match day the contribution of the whole group. And for the subs to make an impact, somebody has to come off. So, you know, I think every player that comes off has had their chance to contribute. But I want to make sure that we get the whole group to give as much as we can. And as I mentioned earlier, that has been a telling impact and one that we're very proud of.
John, the penalty incident, it looked at times like it could be a pivotal one. In the long delay between the penalty being awarded and the yellow card, do you fear that there could be a black or what was your
thought? I'll be honest, I thought it was going to be a free out. Okay. That's what I was expecting, because I thought there was doubt. There was doubt about the penalty, and I think there was a doubt on the penalty from my own eye, but I haven't seen it back. I don't know, maybe you'll tell me a Stonewall penalty. Listen, you've got them cameras. I've only got these two eyes, and they're getting old. So look at that was my thinking, that they weren't sure, and I thought it might be a free out here. So that was what I was thinking at the time. That's the question you asked me.
You kept it to 1-3 in the second half.
Sorry?
You kept it to 1-3 in the second half. That sort of jumps off the page. As a defensive effort.
Oh, sure. Look, I said it. Like, the defiance that the lads showed, the blocks, the hooks. We won the ground battles, we won the battles in the air, we won the breaking ball. We were just resolute, and that's down to the players. It's just down to that indomitable spirit that those players have. Mikey Casey came off the bench and went into the defence, and he again added great energy to that defiance. Dan had given his all, and Mike came in and just bolstered it up again. You know, so massive contribution from Mike, delighted with that today.
What is it that the lads embrace about these massive occasions? Obviously finals are finals, but semi-finals, you know, are almost equally massive.
Look, every time you get to play outside here, it's a great honour, a great privilege. And, you know, the one thing you don't ever want to do when you get here is not to give your all or not to get the best out of yourself. That is a criminal charge for a player. Because, you know, your career is short. The number of opportunities you're going to get to play outside here in big, meaningful games are so few. So you just have to get the very best out of yourself. Otherwise, you're going to be disappointed. And that's what they've really embraced, is that opportunity to get out there and put it all out there. And they've done that brilliantly well, most of the time, okay? And you can't do that every time. Of course you can't. But by God, they've, by the law of averages, they've given their fair share outsider.
John, 65 minutes on the clock, Dermot Burns nails a free and there's 3 points left. The camera catches you turning to the Hogan stand and trying to hype the crowd up. Did you think you needed a little bit of that in the last few minutes?
I just felt the crowd were just our own, like all that section behind me is all Limerick. And they were so, and it happened below in Cork again, the same thing. They were so wrapped in the game, they forgot to do their job. They switched off. And we needed them to do their job, like, you know? There's 15,000 of them behind me. Like, you know, do your job. Support the team. And when I turned around, they recognised that opportunity. And of course, straight away, there was a reaction. So I've got to know when those moments come to me. Like, no point in I going home saying, fuck, the crowd were very quiet today, you know? What the hell was wrong with them? They were engrossed. They were so engrossed, like I'm sure you were in the game, enthralled with what was happening in front of our eyes. But you've got to be present in that moment and understand you have a job to do. You have something to do. You can contribute. And they had a massive contribution to us in that last 7 or 8 minutes, because not only had I 8 defending our half of the pitch, I had another 15,000 of them holding them to account beside them and shouting on every block, every hook, every catch. And we needed them to do that. And they did a brilliant job on it, by the way. But they did need to wake up.
I think Micheál Donoghue got a similar reaction from the Galway crowd yesterday. It's going to be a hell of an All-Ireland final. What were the thoughts watching that semi-final yesterday?
I didn't watch it, Tommy. I walked my 2 dogs and left them at it. Because look, we had our day here today and they had their day there yesterday. You go home and you find out it's over and the result. And you move on and that's it.
Do your job and walk in the dogs. You sound like Roy Keane there, John.
Sorry?
I said, you sound more and more like Roy Keane there. Do your job and walk in the
certainly
dogs.
Not. But look, you know, you have to let them at it. You can't be wrapped up in 2 games in 24 hours like that. And the way I am, look, you know the way I am, right? I get wrapped up in every game. It's only bloody a 7-a-side a training, I'm going to get wrapped up. So, you know, leave them at their job. We stick to our job. We needed all our energy outside there today and all our focus and attention to that game. Because no matter what happened last night, we had to come here today and do our job. And you can see how hard that job was.
Were you surprised with the result when you found it?
Sorry?
Were you surprised with the result when you found out about yesterday?
Listen, that's, I don't know. I didn't react like somebody who was surprised. Look, Galway are a super, super side, right? They have a number of young players who, after coming into their side, there's at least 5 or 6 there who have made a huge impact to their group. They are an absolutely hugely improved side in the last 12 months. Hugely improved. They work extremely hard. They have a very experienced cohort of players with those younger players. They're a formidable side, and they showed that and proved that yesterday. Because we know what it takes to beat Cork, right? So, you know, you look at their performance then, it's a hugely, hugely credible performance. It backs up, again, all their performances in the Leinster Championship, and in particular in the Leinster Final. So they're here on merit, they're here on form, and they're a serious side, and we certainly won't be underestimating the challenge that they're going to bring in 2 weeks' time either, I can assure you. We are absolutely critically certain of their performances, their trajectory, and their improvement over the last 12 months, because we've been, you know, like every other team, we've been watching what they've been doing.
Were you concerned with the bit like this, Tony Kelly and Peter Duggan were having early on the full back line, the amount of possession they're getting and the amount of look at and did you see the really the way to tackle that was to put off the deliveries that was and try.
Look, it was all about the deliveries. It was all about what was effectively happening. We were winning a puck out. Next thing, we were turning it over. Next thing, ball was going straight in. So we had a half empty pitch because they had all come out. So the space, of course, they're going to have cause problems in that scenario. Tony Kelly, you know, all these players are all exceptional players. If they get good ball with space, you know, over and over, they're going to do damage. So, look, it was on us. We lost possession too easily. We were disappointed with that. We had won the puck outs in most cases. And the next ball, we lost it. So that's on us. We should be able to control that moment. And that's one of the pieces that we'll take from today. Those moments, we have to do better.
Right. Hard luck. Unbelievable battle out there. You were in a great position, 57 on the clock. What's the feelings after losing by 2 to Limerick?
Yeah, sure, look, it's, I suppose we had, we had a really good week in training. There was a whole lot of energy, there was a whole lot of ambition and desire in the group. We felt we were in great shape, knowing that we would have to get everything right and give, you know, 110% or 115% or whatever it was. Our lads, as they generally do, gave everything that they had. And just a smidgen short.
You had some huge moments defensively and offensively in the first half. I think the setup had a huge impact as well. What did you target today?
Well, sure, look, you know, so we spend a lot of time on matchups. We have a really good backroom team. We have a very intelligent bunch of players who spend an awful lot of time, not just on their technical skills and physical skills and mental skills, but they do an awful lot of analysis as well. So we worked as hard as we can, or as hard as we could, to get the most out of ourselves in the way that we play. And look, I can't fault any of our guys.
Limerick had a huge third quarter in the Camachi, but that penalty decision, perhaps the yellow card, black card decision was massive as well. I think on a technicality, perhaps Tyler Walsh got it right, but what was your read of it?
Yeah, sure, look, it's, you know, those calls are tough calls to make. I'll take your word for it if you think that you got it right. Look, we're not going to have any complaints. We came up. We gave everything we had. We felt that we needed 110% from all our players, and we probably got 110%, but we probably needed 115%. You know, it was one of those kind of days. It was one of those kind of performances. So we'd have to congratulate Limerick, and we look forward to the All Ireland final.
The second half, I suppose, Brian, you weren't as fluid. Everything was going right in the first half. You know, getting good balls to Tony Kelly. That all kind of changed in the second half. It tightened up a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, it was very difficult out there. Very difficult for both teams. You know, we had our peaks. They had their peaks, and they probably got a little bit more from their peaks than what we got. So our endeavour and our work rate and everything was excellent, and I couldn't fault anyone. But sometimes you just maybe have to give a bit of credit to the opposition.
Conor Cleary did great in the first half. That was a great matchup at half time, and then he got a yellow card and he had to make that change there.
Yeah, we were told he was on a yellow and noted. So it wasn't really left in our hands.
Just last one for me. You kind of started fouling towards the end when you went six up. That maybe wasn't the worst thing because, you know, the frees were eating into the clock.
Yeah, I think the free count was, I think they had 14 scoreable, we had 8 scoreable. They probably did well on the free count.
Brian, you didn't get away quick puckouts. You weren't allowed to get away with quick puckouts today. Do you think it was the referee was influenced by some of the things that were said during the week?
I don't know what was said during the week.
So a couple of Limerick pundits have mentioned that Clare were getting quick puckouts with Tyler Walsh.
Yeah, I don't think a referee at that level is influenced by punditry. So no, I wouldn't think so.
Right, can you just talk about John Collins' contribution? Like, it was a gutsy call to throw him in out around the league today, and obviously a huge reception.
Yeah, well, John is he's almost like the heart and soul of the group. You know, he's he just keeps coming back for more, and he gives everything, you know, on the field and off the field. He's just a brilliant leader in the group, and we're delighted with him. We're so proud of him, and look, he owes the county nothing. He's part of that group, and he's a big part of it.
Well, Shane O'Donnell's last game as well, playing, like, what can you say about the man and what he's contributed to Clare?
Yeah, no, he's look, we've spoken about, we spoke in our group there. You know, we've 39 guys in there, and they're, every single one of them is an absolute pleasure to deal with. They gave everything for the game, gave everything for the county. And then our marquee guys, and they're just exceptional. So I've nothing but praise for all of those guys.
Brian,
right,
in the second half,
just one time
from clear, was that down to really tightening up
the
defence and changing
their
tactics to try and close you out?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to look back on it, but obviously not what we would have liked. So, look, what did they get from playing the first half? I think it was kind of... You know, they didn't do brilliantly from playing the first half, and they were able to turn that around. But good teams, you know, it does.
6 points
in the first half, was it? Yeah. Look, it's sometimes it's hard to digest everything that is happening. So obviously that's we could have been better than that, but I think we had a number of voids in that. So look, that's something obviously to work on going forward.
What did you say to them, Brian? Just the last question in there. What do you say to a team like that? You know, arguably the best team lost on the day.
Sure, just thank them. Thank them for what they've done for the county. That's what I do after every single game, regardless of, they do an awful lot. And we're just so appreciative of how they play and how they perform.
Neil, that was quite the second half performance. The scenes at the end probably said all. An outstanding day for your side.
Yeah, look, I suppose after the Leinster final with the 4 weeks, we just had a good regroup and just gave us the time to settle, and then we'd really productive 2 week build up into it, you know, similar to all our other games. And the lads were just really good and really honest, so it was really encouraging from our point of view. And I think after the Leinster final, you could see the confidence growing in the younger fellas, and I think they transferred that now into another good performance today.
You could probably call the opening half a half or two halves. You started ever so well, then they hit back. But crucially, though, those points in first half injury time to leave the minimum between the sides at half time were probably key.
Yeah, it was. And look, I suppose we had huge emphasis on getting a good start for ourselves, just to put ourselves in the game and put our own stamp on it. And look, obviously with the height of respect for Cork, and they showed that in the second quarter, they came back into it, and as you said, the few points before half time just kept us right there, which was really important.
The second half, though, that blistering 8 minutes or so was quite incredible. Was it even beyond your wildest dreams just how good that spell went?
I know, look, I think throughout the league and throughout the championship, as the team has evolved and as they've gotten more comfortable with what we want to do, you know, we've had some really good second half performances. And you know, we knew that if we were in the position we were in going into the second half, that we were well capable of pushing on again, and thankfully we did.
We're all looking to know what you said to them at halftime.
I didn't say a whole lot of them. Like the, you know, I've said this a lot of the time. Like, there's a brilliant team spirit. There's a great mix of youth and experience. You know, the older fellas take control of it. And as I said, we were comfortable where we were at. Do you know what I mean? You know, Cork did come back, and we still left some scores behind us. And you know, we'd full trust and belief that we'd push on in the second half.
You were quick to change Traers and Dolly. You know, who was probably struggling on Hayes there.
Yeah, that's fair. But you know, Dai is—he's such a leader in the group. He works so hard to get right for today, and his training time was restricted. So I think that was evident in the performance. I think that now we'll bring him on a ton again. And look, he's pivoted to us, and as I said, he's a huge leader in our group.
Some great defending in the second half. You were hunted in packs over near the Cusick stand. There was a few turnovers. Could have been 4 or 5 Galway lads chasing him on. One Cork line, you must have been delighted to see that.
Yeah, I was happy with that, but like, that's, you know, I've said many times, the lads understand their responsibility and accountability of wearing the jersey, and work rate is high on our agenda, and so they brought massive energy in the second half, and you know, when momentum shifted in our favour, they pushed on, and you know, we had created a gap for us that put us in a good position.
And what really fed in a young player like Jason Rabbit, and you see the performance he delivers out there against someone like David Callahan again, could you see that progress, and is it beyond what your expectation would be?
You see, we see them every night in training, like, do you know what I mean? So, like, when they've come in, since they came in, like, it was, like a seamless transition, do you know what I mean? Like, we've seen how good they are underage and with their clubs, and, you know, he's just done brilliant. He's a really quiet personality, and he just comes in and does his work, and the big thing for us is, like, he just goes out and expresses himself, so it's been brilliant for him, you know, as it has for all the younger lads. You know, I think I said it after the Leinster final, it's a massive experience in big meaningful games like a Leinster final where there's a consequence, and again today in All-Ireland semi-final, nearly full house, so like that's massive experience for them as they go deeper into their career. So yeah, long may it continue.
They never allowed Cork to get short pockets away, especially in the second half, and that paid dividends because their bigger players were able to win further back the field.
Yeah, I think just before half time, we were coming up to half time, we changed it a bit, and that just gave us the chance to press. But look, in the modern day as well, you know, when the ball goes wide, it's out so quick, you know, so it's hard to get the press on full time. But look, you know, as we alluded to that, they worked really hard, and thankfully got over the line.
It looked like tactically every move you made sort of paid off. Did it feel like
that?
How
would it pay off
for you?
Look, we're no different than any other team in our preparation, like, and we put a good bit of thought into it, but you know, that's down to the caliber of the backroom team, the management team that we have in every facet. Like, everyone's done a brilliant job from the medical and S&C to get lads on the pitch and get them in full fettle.
Is there a chance for Rory for finding them?
Look, he's working really hard, John, with the boys, so we'll give him every chance, and we'll stay pushing with it. Like, you know, no more than any of the other younger fellas, he's been top class this year. So he's a big miss, but you know, I think the lads that came in today done really well. So look, we'll work really hard with him.
Neil, when you consider how last year ended, are you shocked at the speed of progression to this year?
Yeah, sure. You'd have to say, yeah, like we went through a fair transition with the squad and personnel, like, so, but from early on when we came back, you could just see the enthusiasm and the energy that was in the group, like, so it's just, you know, they've stayed humble, they stay working, and they get back to recovery tomorrow and push on again.
Was there a sense that the pressure even lifted after the Leinster final game?
I wouldn't think so. Like, I think some, like, within the group, you know, we have our own targets and goals and what we want to achieve, and outside of that, we don't really listen to it, or, you know what I mean, we have said where we want to go. The whole group 100% has done brilliant, and they've forged and have a great chemistry, and they work for each other, and they drive that themselves, which is great.
What do you
want
to have in the next 2 weeks to have a core
players
in this position?
Hugely, massively, and even though it's a couple of years ago, it does stand with that experience. And look, their experience shining through every night in training and before every game. They're leading it, they're driving it, and sharing their experiences with the young lads, which is great.
Was there an element of me coming into the game not being quite sure where you're at? I suppose when you see Dublin and Offaly didn't fare too well against the Munster teams, and expecting, you know, where Galway would be in that.
Look, that's more noise outside for us. We just come in, we train, and we can see what they're doing every night. We were totally comfortable where we were at, you know, and full trust and belief in the group and the quality that they have. You know, but they're still good. They're still a young group, and they're still learning and evolving, and they'll still have good days and bad days, but today was a good one.
I don't think you'd be written off again after that.
I don't know.
Hey, did you make sense of that?
Not really, Dennis. Very disappointing. Didn't see it coming, to tell you the truth. But it is what it is. They were better than us on the day. Outworked us, outhurled us. No excuses.
Couldn't make the most of the final. I suppose the final is before half time.
were crucial in hindsight. Like, I think Galway got 5 of the last 6 to close it from 5-1, but we seemed very confident going into halftime.
I won't say confident, but I thought they had a few points before halftime, killed us again, like, with a nice cushion at that stage. Did they get the first 2 or 3 as well straight away then after halftime? Like, so it was an area that cost us, as you said, the same as the most violent area cost us in today. But look, once they got on top of us, we had no comeback from Cindy off. They made it near on impossible. Look, that's not a true reflection of our lads. For everyone watching today, it is. People are saying, oh, Cork again, like, but we're better than that, but we just didn't do it today.
When maybe panicked a little bit, you know, when it was, we'd say, 6 points down with 10 minutes left, the game was still there, but there was just maybe a few bad decisions made.
We had a couple of chances to put the ball off the bar and get set again. We didn't. We tried to force goals. I suppose, look, very easy for us to be outside the side and say, tap the ball off the bar, but you're looking up at the clock and you're seeing it's running out. But look, the boys had the guts to go for it. They thought the goal chances were there, so they went from, we're telling Villas to do that all year, so I can't be going around now saying that we didn't want them to go for it. It's just the way it is, and very disappointing.
How big of a blow is it? You know, coming a lot of similarities to last year's All-Ireland final, I suppose.
If you say so. This is a new bunch. I suppose every one of them fellas came up the same as they did last, came up to do as good as what they could today. Didn't happen for us. And as I said, we were outworked and we were out-hurled for long periods of it. And still, with 10 minutes to go, we were still in it. And I suppose the last 7 or 8 minutes, they really took over. So, no, just for everybody, I don't care about anyone else. It's our supporters who travelled up and the 36 fellas who were on the dressing room, all the back room. We've been meeting 3, 4, and 5 nights a week since last November, so look, I'm disappointed for them. A lot of people don't realise the time and effort that goes in, and that's, I'm looking at it with my Cork glasses on, that's the same for everyone to come to. So we'll get criticism for the next couple of days, and we'll take that, and we'll drive on.
It's not being able to break that momentum, I suppose, when it's going against you, and that was the similarities to last year's All-Ireland final, not being able to turn that back around.
Yeah, and I suppose that one of men as well. That one of men as well. So I suppose there's a few there now. But look, it's something that we'll just have to learn from and hopefully learn faster and just drive on again.
Yeah, just the last one for me, the sending off. It looked like he was just trying to hook him. Contact was minimal. I know what you're about to say, that that's...
No, I won't say anything, Cullen, because whatever I say will be blown out of proportion. But you can comment on it, OK? So we'll leave it at that.
The game was gone away from you, I suppose, around that time anyways, was it?
Who knows?
What was it about their setup that was there any part of it that you weren't expecting?
Not one bit of it. No. Not one bit of it, no.
So just with Mullins even in the second half, I'd rather was the only man inside your half. So do you expect that they were going to withdraw the way they did at stages during the game?
Yeah, I thought we were doing really well. Look, bar the 5 minutes before half-time, I thought we're dealing with it. And then you're down a man outside there. Very hard to get fellas around covering space. And they used the ball. They did use the ball, and they ran at us. And they used the ball. They load space there for a finish.
Then that third quarter, I think it's 10-1 to all of it. You make a couple of switches and you get 2 points in the same quarter, right? But what are you trying to change there in that kind of span?
No, I was just hoping that some fella goes on and he's in a bit of form and that he gets on a couple of balls and just try and break momentum. Some does it happen, some does it don't. We got some of our subs that come on got a couple of shots off, they didn't go over the bar. A couple of goal chances, didn't get them. So, yeah, I'd have to watch it back on television again. Not for a while, but we'll watch it back again at some stage.
Ben, you've used the word outworked a couple of times there. Is there a concern that Cork have been outworked in the second half of our semi final for you?
Yeah, but sure, we've outworked teams as well this year. Like, you know, it's just on days these things will happen. John, this has happened all year for us. Like, we've been fairly good on the work side of it all year, but fellas, just a small little bit flat today for whatever reason. We're just a small little bit flat, and at this level, lads, if you're only a percentage off all the teams, like, they're trying to make out a big difference, golfing class between different teams. There isn't at this level, at the top teams, top 4 and 5 teams at this, there's only percentage here and there, and we were off that today.
You said it's not a true reflection of Cork, granted, but it's a very difficult climb back up 2 years running after a second half like that. All our important after semi-final, it's an even steeper climb up now, perhaps.
I'm a glass half full kind of fella. that's done dusted. We'll be sick for that for the next few days, next couple of weeks, maybe even till Christmas. But once the boys get back going again, that's all forgotten about, and we'll just drive on.
Ben, should you have been further ahead at half time, like you were 5, I think, up, and then obviously they get back and
on the final? Yeah, I should have been up. Again, as Dennis said there, same as the Munster final, we were up, it was a 4, but in the Munster final before half time, and the Limerick brought it back that day to the same there. I'm not saying the results would have been any different. We would have been in a better position at that stage, but yeah, there'll be a lot of fellas have all the answers, and we'll get that. Get a few letters during the week telling us where it all went wrong. A few phone calls, a few messages. We'll take that, we'll drive on.
Hurling on Off the Ball with Apple Green, making every journey a winning one. This is News Talk.